I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, it took a while. A lot of people thought Brad Grey would be ousted as chairman of the Paramount Film Studio. Finally, it has happened. And now Viacom, you know, has the studio, which, was, as we have discussed in the past, is a troubled, very troubled studio in last place among the majors. A lot of movies that did not work. And a job that is kind of like, what is it? Brad Grey took his job as the chairman of Paramount 12 years ago when being a studio chairman was meaningful. And you had power to greenlight, for example. He could approve a movie up to $125 million. Now it's not so clear, what are the parameters of being the chairman of Paramount?
No, it's not the same job, but let's be clear, it's still a good job. It's just a different job. And what you're seeing these days is a move towards more of a green light committee system where many voices are involved in the decision to make a movie. There is input from the higher ups. In this case, it would be the Viacom executives. There will be input from financial executives associated with Paramount, all the different divisions, similar to systems that are in place at other studios. But Brad Grey operated with a fair amount of autonomy, and that was a big sticking point, and it now has led to him not having his job anymore.
Well, it's only part of what's led to his not having his job anymore.
Well, yeah, the massive $450 million loss last year probably had something to do with that
as well.
Yeah,
I was going to mention that, you know, movies like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the sequel didn't perform that well, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Zoolander 2, these are movies that did not do well. And it was a long decline for Paramount. I mean, we have now Paramount and I'd say Columbia Pictures. They are two companies that are very challenged right now. And the question is, when you're not part of a bigger company, when you don't have tons of vibrant cable channels, you know, Viacom does have cable channels, but they are not vibrant. A lot of people, you know, young people may not even know what MTV is, much less watch it. When you're not part of a big company like Disney or Fox with all of these other places and ways, and I'll add Universal, that can sell your stuff and sell merchandise, it's a tremendous challenge to turn Paramount into, or for that matter, Columbia Pictures into a success.
Right. And now the mandate at Paramount is to do exactly that. They want to take advantage of their cable brands and help the film studio create franchises based on some of those brands like South Park and SpongeBob and some other things. But it's a challenge. Those are not A-list movie brands, and they're going to have to resuscitate the networks while they're also resuscitating the studio.
Yeah, I sort of thought it was funny. Bob Bakish, the now head of Viacom, was telling Wall Street, we have these wonderful brands that are going to make wonderful movies, but the fact is, there's like nice cupboards that don't have much inside. So we'll see how that works out. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.